just a little loving early in the morning.
The sounds of Dusty Springfield. The name of that song is Just a Little Loving. One of the hand-picked tunes today as Moby is DJing the Bryant Park Project right here from NPR News.
By far the best DJed show in all of morning radio.
I would say so. Yep. Today, for sure.
So for sure.
Well, you know, many days as well. That's Bill Wolf. He is my guest host today. He is always my husband.
Yeah.
And that works out
not
okay.
Not your guest husband?
You're not my guest husband, no. Hey, we come to the time in the show and we take a look at the most viewed, most emailed, most commented, most stories all around the web. We call it The Most. And the Bryant Park Project players have entered the studio to help us out with this, as they do every day. Producer Pashman.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Never what do you
better.
Have?
Bill, welcome.
Thank you very kindly.
We got a most emailed from Yahoo News here. It turns out that vacuum cleaners may kill fleas just as well as any poison. Apparently, you suck up some fleas in the vacuum. They get mixed around and crushed around enough that it kills 96% of adult fleas and 100% of younger fleas.
I don't buy it. I got a cat. He's had fleas. Tried to use a vacuum. Didn't work. Now,
have you vacuumed the cat?
Well, we don't have an auric. I would say if they can get a vacuum cleaner to stop them from pooping on the carpet, now we'll have a breakthrough.
Not the fleas.
I think that requires, yeah. That requires some other sort of home equipment that I'm not aware of.
We're investing in research and development.
All right. You're going to take this up a notch. You have another
Yeah, I got an interesting one here from the NewYorkTimes.com. A 71-year-old physics professor from MIT named Walter Lewin has become a huge internet sensation since MIT started offering courses for free on the internet. And this guy, who has long been a very popular professor at MIT, a student favorite, has now become the favorite of people young and old all over the internet, all over the world, who are watching his lectures online. And they find his lectures inspiring, and he's making physics interesting, which I'm very interested to see, because physics is the kind of thing where it's like, I want to be interested in it. I can see how I might be interested in it, but I just don't get it.
Can't get
and
it.
And so I actually tried to pull sound of one of these videos, but I managed to crash three different computers here at BPP headquarters. So, Trish, you're not going to be able to pull any audio sound later on. You have to restart your computer. Sorry about that.
Yeah, she's loving
Great
you right
passion.
Now.
Yeah. Thanks so
we'll post
much.
A link to it on the blog, though. You can crash your computer at work.
We'll dock you a day's pay.
Editor Trisha McKinney from the control room.
Hey,
from the
hey.
Brain Center. What's going on?
Oh, this is the Brain Center?
Oh.
Oh, man, we're in trouble. Okay, so I have the most blog story at the New York Times, and it's titled Fed Shrugged as Subprime Crisis Spread. I think Rachel talked about it in the newscast earlier. You know, the Fed came out with some new guidance yesterday, new mortgage lending rules to protect consumers. These are fairly revolutionary. Subprime lenders now have to consider whether borrowers can actually repay their loans. I mean, I think that's just amazing. Anyway, so this story actually came out before the Fed came up with its solution to the subprime crisis. And it's New York Times' Edmund Andrews kind of pointing the finger at the Fed for kind of shrugging as all this stuff was coming down and pointing out that there are some people who were trying to get the Fed to pay attention to the subprime mortgage crisis as long as 7 years ago. And, you know, trying to get the mortgage industry to adopt a code of best practices, trying to get the Fed to get excited about it. Couldn't seem to get anybody interested until everything started to fall apart.
Yeah.
Now, the line of the article is, today, as the mortgage crisis worsens and threatens to tip the economy into a recession, many are asking, where was Washington? And they point a finger at Alan Greenspan, but he's defending himself recently, saying, you know, that he didn't think the Fed was equipped to investigate what he considered a lot of fraud. So it's, this story just continues to outrage everybody.
Understandably. MJ, what do you have?
I have learned from the Boston.com and the Boston Herald that the people in Boston will turn on you quick, and so has Roger Clemens. One of the most emailed things there is a sports column by Dan Shaughnessy. That's called Clemens' Defense is Weak. Is he just in a state of denial? Basically, they're saying that since he has been so reluctant to come out against strongly and fight against the Mitchell report, that maybe he just did it. And Donahue writes, we're left to wonder when precisely comes the appropriate time for Clemens to answer questions. Will that be when OJ starts looking for the real killer? He lays it down.
I would say Dan Shaughnessy is a great writer, one of the famous writers. I would also ask, do you think his skepticism has anything to do with the fact that Roger Clemens went from the Red Sox to the Yankees?
I don't know, Pashman. What do you think?
Clemens is not so popular in Boston.
No.
Right.
He's Benedict Arnold.
He's apparently not popular in the Texas High School Baseball Coaches Association either, where they're deciding whether or not to let him still deliver his keynote address, "My Vigorous Workout, How I Played So Long."
Yeah, I can see their point. You know who else is not liked very much in Boston? People who take parking spaces. This is one of the most watched videos at CNN. Dan, you can attest to this.
Oh, yeah.
They're very nasty about parking in Boston. And when it gets to be snowy, you can put a chair or a paint bucket or something in a place and reserve a spot.
You'll see like a whole street, a line of lawn chairs out on the sidewalk to claim parking spaces.
Lady
like
did it. She moved somebody's thing, came back, car tires slashed. And
I
if you
it.
Think this is just urban legend, the mayor actually said, it's okay to reserve these spots.
3 years ago, Mayor Menino threatened to haul off all those space savers, but backed off under pressure from old-timers, and now says you can save spaces you dig out for 1 or 2 days.
But do not park in those spaces, or some thug's going to come and slash your tires.
Not even thugs. I got into it with an old-timer across the street from me. You came banging on my door because I parked in front of his house.
You parked in my spot.
What are you doing there, guy?
You parked in my spot. All right, that does it for the most. You can read these stories and other little hot bits at our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. Thanks, everybody.